It's a complaint that I've had from listeners pretty much in all the time that Cape Talk has been broadcasting. Somebody experiences the vans taking prisoners to court from, usually from, Polesmoor. And, you know, they get the sirens, they get the flashing lights, and they are forced to move over, and they complain about that. And generally, my response is, well, you know, they're allowed to do this, and they're allowed to do this for good reason. Because the slower they are moving, the greater the chance there is that, mates, gang members of people in the back of the van will try to free them from a stopped in the traffic or moving very slowly in the traffic vehicle. So, and really, I mean, you know, you move over to the left or the right of the road, you let them through, you move back, you know, where's the injury to you? And I still believe that they should be allowed to use their sirens and ask traffic to move out of their way. But I think there is also a responsibility on them to use that in a discretionary way. And certainly from a lot of listener experiences, that is not the case, that they drive wildly and recklessly. Mireille Wenger is the DA's constituency head for the Deep South. Mireille, good afternoon. Tell us about the incident in Fishhook on Monday.
Good afternoon, John. Yes, there was a very serious road accident involving a police vehicle coming from Ocean View, which then stopped in at Fishhook Police Station to transport prisoners to the court in Simonstown. Witnesses are telling us that the vehicle was traveling, the police vehicle was traveling at high speeds and apparently or allegedly ran through a red light, but then crashed, and there's several injuries, not only the prisoners in the back of the van, but a pedestrian is very seriously injured, and there were also roadwork contractors who were involved and injured during this crash.
And has there been any kind of response? Because SAPS transports the prisoners on behalf of the Department of Correctional Services, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Any response from them? Any acknowledgement of responsibility of poor driving behavior?
So, I mean, as you started, at the beginning of the segment, this is a systemic problem. The complaints come continually about the prisoner transport. And so in the end of 2019, I actually compiled a dossier of 15 complaints, and I submitted it to the police ombudsman for investigation. And the ombudsman actually found the complaint to be substantiated and made several recommendations to the police in this respect, because they're not allowed to drive recklessly or unnecessarily fast. This is according to their own instructions. And in fact, the National Instruction of 2011 says that if they drive unnecessarily fast or in a reckless or negligent or inconsiderate manner, that person's authorization to drive state vehicles may be suspended or terminated. And so if there are cases like this, what we want to see is that these directives are followed and consequences ensue. And that's why I wrote to my colleague in the provincial parliament to ask that the police come and explain, how are they going to fix this? And how will they ensure safe prisoner transport and responsible driving by force members?
I mean, every time, I haven't done it for a long time, it must be said, but previously, every time I've tried to follow up and speak to SAPS about this and what instructions they give, what training they give to the drivers who are transporting prisoners, an absolute stonewall. We don't speak about these things. That is not for public consumption. There are rules, and we ask our drivers to abide by the rules, and that's all we get from them.
Well, thankfully, the ombudsman was able to get to the heart of it and to find out what are the instructions exactly. So, for example, if a state vehicle is involved in an accident on a public road, irrespective of where there is damage or not, the case docket must be registered at the police station in the area where the accident took place. And in fact, some of the complaints that we submitted, the ombudsman found that no case docket was opened. And this was then escalated to the provincial commissioner's office, and the commissioner at the time was taking action to ensure that those cases were in fact investigated. And I think it's important then that we keep a spotlight on this matter, because there is serious potential for harm and even loss of life. And we need to make sure that prisoner transport vehicles do do transport prisoners responsibly, not only for the sake of the prisoners themselves, but to members of the public that can be affected, as we saw yesterday.
Do you have any sense, Mireille, that SAPS take this seriously, that they agree that it might be an issue and an issue that they want to get on top of?
I think so, because there are strict instructions from head office about this type of transport and what, you know, how the drivers are supposed to manage the vehicles. So even the use of sirens has requirements. You know, it has to be, for example, a high-profile prisoner, or if there is an identified threat regarding an attempt to escape. So, you know, it might be well on paper, but the question is to make sure that there is accountability and those officers that are responsible for driving the vehicles are adhering to those. And so we actually want to see consequences and consequence management when those individual police officers are not abiding by the police's own rules and regulations.
Thank you very, very much for talking to us. Appreciate it. Mireille Wenger, who is the DA constituency head for the Deep South.